Say your name.
Harkin Kuchma.
Oh. Maybe we should chat. I have a chat. Okay.
Is there a laser pointer?
Can
I borrow it?
I don't need that dot.
So good afternoon. Today I'm going to talk about a formal model of FPGA implemented artificial neural networks. I have divided my presentation into three parts. First of all, I'm going to shortly remind you what artificial neural networks and FPGAs are. Secondly, I'm going to present the formal model and some algorithms. And in the end, I'm going to summarize the whole presentation. So let's very shortly talk about artificial neural networks. Artificial neural networks are one of the most important models in soft computing. It's a computational model of the human brain. They have a long history. Their research began in 1943 and continues with various intensity since then. And since they are capable of learning and generalization, they are useful in different tasks, such as classification, approximation, control, and so on. Let's move to FPGAs. FPGA is an acronym for Field Programmable Gate Array. They're flexible digital circuits, repeatedly programmable on the hardware level, capable of implementing almost every type of digital circuits, such as CPUs, GPUs, controllers, and so on. Today it's one of the most important development and experimental tool. This picture illustrates FPGAs. On the left picture is just some photo of an old Xilinx FPGA. More important is the right picture, which illustrates the inner structure of the FPGA. You can see the logic blocks, input-output cells, and the interconnection bus. Now let's move to the core of my presentation, which is the formal model of artificial neural networks implemented in FPGAs. The concept or the model is called FPNA, which is an acronym for Field Programmable Neural Array. It was introduced by Bernard Guiraud in his master thesis, and it serves as FPGA implementation and resource-saving approximation of artificial neural networks. And the resource savings are reached due to relaxed definition and strongly optional structure. So let's look on the formal definition. We say that oriented graph composed of set of activators, which are the nodes, and set of links, together called neural resources, the links are edges, is an FPNA if the following statements hold. Every activator has defined a set of predecessors and a set of successors, which are defined as a set of activators connected with the activator through some link going into or out to the activator. There is a set of input nodes defined as a set of activators having no predecessor. For every link, there is a set of affine operators performing affine transformation of input data. There is one affine operator for every predecessor of link's destination activator. And every non-input activator has two real operators. First, iterative operator, which is a binary operator applied iteratively on the input data. This operator approximates the neuron's basis function. And secondly, a function operator, which is an binary operator, which is applied to the result of iterative operator, and it serves as an approximation of neuron's activation function. And that's all. And that's not enough. Definition of FPNA is quite unspecific. It defines the existence of neural resources and their order. It defines the existence of operators, but it does not define the actual interconnections of neural resources, and it does not define the concrete values and functions of operators. So to obtain a fully specificated circuit or fully specificated design, we need something more. And what we are looking for is called FPNN, which is an acronym for Field Programmable Neural Network. Let's look on the formal definition. We say that FPNA is an FPNN if the following statements hold. For every activator, there is a theta n value defining the default value of inner activator's variable serving as one of the arguments of an iterative operator. Every activator has an an value which defines the number of iterations of iterative operator. The concrete Wn and Tn parameters of affine operators are defined, and every input has defined the value C, which defines the number of input batches. And in FPNN, the structure is specified. The structure is specified using four types of binary flags. Determine whether the activators are connected in preceding or successive links, or if the inputs are connected with successive links, or if the links are connected with successive links. This is a thing I want to remark here, because in FPNN, the links doesn't have to be connected only to activators, but they can be connected to other links as well, which give us the opportunity to construct FPNN with very various structure. This is an example of FPNN. It's quite unclear, so I explain it. This picture illustrates four three-layered FPNN composed of four activators, nine links, and two inputs. The data goes from input through one or two or three links into the N1, N2, and N3 activators, which forms the hidden layer. And from the hidden layer, the data goes through one or two links to the N4 activator, which forms the output layer. You might ask why the FPNN is interconnected like this. Why we, for example, cannot connect N4 N1 activator directly into N2 N4 N1 link directly into N2 activator instead of another N1 N2 link? The answer is that in FPNN we don't want long wires, as they are inefficient and expensive to implement in FPGA. So in FPNNs we're trying to have only local interconnections as short as possible. And this is reached using the possibility to connect links together, as this picture illustrates. Now I'm going to present two special types of FPNNs, but before I can do that, I need to define some supportive sets. So basically on this picture, I'm defining two types of sets containing the positive structure flux of all neural resources, and using these sets I'm able to define grid FPNNs. So let's look on the formal definition. We say that FPNN is a standard or light grid FPNN if the following restrictions hold. every activator has to be connected to at least perceive links, to at most one successive link. Every input has to be connected to at most one successive link, and every link has to be connected to at most two successive links. Every activator has to perform at least two iterations, and every input accesses only one input batch. And on the last property, the both types of with FPNS are different. So in the standard FPNN, there is a set of affine operators, one operator for every predecessor of links destination activator. But in the lightweight FPNN, there is only one affine operator common to all predecessors. And the reason why I have designed this restriction is that I wanted to turn the links universal multiplier into the more effective and less expensive constant multiplier to obtain even more resource-saving implementation. And this is the output of the definition. I won't describe the constructive algorithm based on the definition, as it would require a whole separate presentation, so you just have to believe me. And this is the reason why I have even designed the grid FPNNs, because I wanted to fit them to FPGA grid interconnection bus to make them even more easy to implement in FPGA and thus make them even more resource saving. And this picture illustrates how the grid FPNN approximates the original Synapsys interconnection. So the thick arrows represent the original Synapsys, the thin arrows represent the way the original Synapsys go through the sequence of links. Now I'm going to present the mapping algorithm serving for mapping already trained artificial neural networks to grid FPNNs, and in the same time to establish the fault tolerance against faults of some selected links. But before I can do that, I need to define some terms. So chain of links is a sequence of links bordered with links having no predecessors or no successors. And path between links is just a subset of some chain of links. So for the algorithm, I need to do some declarations. In this algorithm, I'm considering the neural network as a pair of two sets, set of neurons and set of synapses. The FPNN is just a standard or lightweight FPNN. And now I need to define some functions. I'm sorry, not define, only declare, because I won't describe the algorithms behind the functions. So I will only declare them. So there is a mapping function new to act from neuron set to activator set, serving for mapping neurons to activators. There is an inverse mapping. There are two functions determining the source and destination neuron of the synapse. There is a sorting function serving for sorting a set of paths by its length. There is a find path function determining the path between two links, and first node off function determining the first node in some path. Now I need to define some sets which are the core of the mapping algorithm. I won't describe their construction, but let's consider they are constructed properly. So for every link, there are three sets. The set of approximated synapses, which is the set containing the synapses ending in the link. The set of passing synapses, which contains the synapses passing through the link. And compret set, containing the preceding activators connected with the link through some path of links. Now some variables. For every synapse, there are three variables. Value variable contains the original weight value. product variable contains the actual value of product of multiplication sequence performed by some path of links, and multiplicand variable contains the last multiplicand in the multiplication sequence needed for accurate approximation of the synapse. And there is a ordered collection of paths which is in subset of all possible paths. So as the first step of the algorithm, the graph of links interconnection is constructed. It is separated to its components, which are stored in the conset. Every component here describes the link interconnection in one FPNN layer. And the links intended to have nonlinear security are selected and stored in the cell set. The way of selection of these links are irrelevant for this algorithm. So as the second step, the mappings come to place. The algorithm goes through all components. That means through all layers. And in every layer, it goes through all selected links and copy the links approximated synapses into the nearest perceived connected link related to the link's place in the path. Next, the path collection is determined and sorted by its length. And after that, the mapping can be performed path by path. So the algorithm goes through all paths. From every path, it selects the first node, that means first link in the path. And for every approximated synapses in these links, it computes the multiplicand value as the division of original weight value and actual product value of the multiplication sequence. And after the multiplicand variable are computed, the WN parameters of the fine operators can be computed. And these operations are different for both types of grid FPNNs. In standard FPNN, the WN parameters are computed using the particular multiplicand variables. But in the light grid FPNNs, there is a problem, because every synapse needs its own affine operator to be accurately approximated. But in light grid FPNNs, the links have only one affine operator, so there is need for some compromise. And in this presentation, I have chosen the arithmetic average as a compromise. After the WN parameters are computed, the product variables can be updated. And this operation also differs on the type of the grid FPNN. So in the standard of the grid FPNN, the product variables are updating using the particular WN parameters. And of course, in light grid FPNN, all products are updated with only the single WN parameter. And after this is done, the just computed links are deleted from paths, and if paths became empty, they are deleted as well. And after that, algorithms can go back to another and compute another path. As the last thing, I'm going to present the algorithm serving for importance ranking of the links in the FPNN, which can be used for selection of links needed to be secured against faults. And first, I need to do some declaration of two functions. So there is two functions, function list of chain, which computes the length of the rest of the chain the particular links belong to, and the function chains determine the set of all chains the links belong to. And for every link there is a rank value, which is the output of an algorithm. And the rank is computed as the addition of sum of all original synapses weights and sum of all lengths of rest of chain of particular link. That means that the bigger weights the link approximates, the more important it is, and the bigger the rest of chains are, that means the closer to the beginning of the chains the link is, the more important it is as well. Because more links depends on it. And this whole presentation, so I just summarize it. In this presentation I have presented a formal model of artificial neural networks in FPGAs. I have presented the mapping algorithm serving for mapping the already trained artificial neural networks to repeat FPNNs, and in the same time to establishing the fault tolerance against faults of some selected links, and I have presented the algorithms serving for importance ranking of the links. There's just some literature. Two of the references are my work, is my bachelor thesis, and my master thesis. And that's all. Thank you for attention. Do you have any questions? The difference is that in the standard grid FPNN, there is a whole set of affine operators. One affine operator for every predecessor of link's destination activator. But in light grid FPNN, there is only one affine operator, which is common for all predecessors of its destination activator. That means that there is only one one function. Yes, because when you have only one affine operator, that means that you have only multiplication by one value. That means it's multiplication by a constant, and constant multiplier is less expensive than universal multiplier, which standard grid FPNN requires. Which function you mean? Okay, in activators, the iterations function or iterative operators are performed. That means that the data goes to the activator. It performs the iterative operator. That means it collects the potential. And after all iterations are done, the function operator is applied to the result, and that is activation function. No, it's just like in neurons. In
these links are just connections.
No, these links performs the affine transformations.
Okay, so there are two types of functions.
Yes, they are different units. No, this is approximates the synapse interconnections, and this approximates the neurons. Any other question?
Who is your advisor?
Docent Kotásek.
Okay.
continue with the second presentation. So, prepare yourself. The topic of the presentation is processing static in low power devices with FPGA.
We have one problem.
You are not Victorian.
No.
Okay.
Vladimir.
So, please, you can continue. And the topic is using deep learning for object recognition.
Question. How to name presentation? Name of a presenter and...
Oh, here we go. Just a sec. What's your name?
Yeah, Victor.
Okay.
Okay, Victor. Yeah, Victor.
It's your turn.
Your turn.